This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Ever wonder what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander freely. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
Well, happy Monday morning. This is Jeremy coming to you from the No Name Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
And that's still the silence of Trey.
Still crickets.
Still crickets. I don't know. I will say, poor Trey. He had such a nice Christmas. He took a trip to Vegas, and then he came back and just decided to be sick.
I bet you he found too much like gum shoved up underneath the... the slots, and he was like Buddy off of the movie Elf, just popping it in his mouth. Every time I see that, I still go, ugh.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
Oh man, but you gotta love it.
You know, what's worst is like being a kid and sticking your hand up under the desk and finding gum. God, yeah. It used to make me so angry.
Yeah.
Oh, so angry.
So gross.
But I'll
say it for him though. It's your boy. It's your boy Dustin.
But no, we're praying for Trey, hoping he feels better and kind of gets over the sickness going around.
It's been going around. My wife's got over pneumonia. So
yeah, that's what happens when you have the holidays and you go to those super spreader events.
Yep, that's right. You would think someone like Trey that knows that too wouldn't go to somewhere like Vegas.
I know. And he always talks about how we had super spreader events during COVID.
Yeah.
I don't even get it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever. You know, we'll see what happens.
But 2024, man.
2024.
Coming to an end.
This is not the last episode of 2024. Or maybe it is. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
This is the first, man.
This is it.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Year in review.
That's right.
Holy smokes. That just happened.
What a year it was.
I just realized, holy smokes, we're there.
And you know, you know what's funny is in 2024, of all the crazy things that happened, right? Crazy year, right? The one thing that pops up is the other day on Netflix, me and the wife watched a documentary on JonBenet Ramsey. And that still is not solved.
Still not solved.
How?
I don't even understand. How many shows are out on that too? I mean, it's got to be like at least 10. It feels like a lot. It feels like a lot.
I don't know. That whole thing was just a mess.
Is that what happens when you have money though? You're able to get away with it like that even though you got caught?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know if we can even say that. But at least, hey, we can give our opinion on it. I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, this is an opinion show.
Based show. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, looking at that thing, at that whole case and how it unfolded and how it happened. Like, if you go back and say, man, that the whole crime scene was contaminated at the very beginning. They never had a shot to solve it.
What year was that? Was that
90?
Oh, 90 something?
Yeah, it was in the 90s, oh, man. Wow. When we were kids, I was little.
But wowzers.
Yeah, in the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah, that caught me off guard. I didn't think it was in the 90s.
Yeah. But I was saying, anyway, 2024, you know, in review, I saw that. I was like, of everything crazy that happened, that still is not solved. That's crazy.
What do you think brought that up? Like all the documentaries that come out that have come out over the past couple of years with it?
Man, honestly.
I think it was these true crime podcasts.
Yeah. That, and you look at everything else that happened with the, not that it was that, but I'm just saying child sex trafficking, but it's child, like, because it's child abuse or whatever.
Right.
That's how I'm tying it together.
Interesting. So I think for our last episode of, last episode, we got to kind of go down a little bit of a rundown of things that were somewhat interesting.
Yeah.
What was the biggest one for you?
I'll say the biggest one for me would be have to be the things that were here recently. Just me.
Yeah.
I think the biggest ones is, the election with Biden.
Like, that was kind of a big one.
Withdrawing and Trump kicked his butt. But
I just want to say one of my favorite debates. It was frustrating, but yet one of my favorite debates.
Yeah, it was. I didn't watch the whole debate, though.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so kind of just, like, what am I watching here type of deal. I ended up turning it off, but I did, like, see some clips and stuff where he was like, I don't even know what he said. And I don't even think he just knows what he said.
Yeah, I mean, it was
I remember that part.
Some great one-liners through the whole thing. I mean, it was wonderful.
Like, I remember that part, but that would be the biggest thing to me in 2024 is the election and the whole space invasion. The drones and everything, man. I thought that was really cool.
So we had the drone episode.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear the theory until like the day after that episode, which really annoyed me that I didn't hear it a day before. Was so somehow, and I don't know if I talked to you about this or not offline, but somehow there was like 8 or 12 suitcase nukes that went missing during the Russian-Ukraine situation.
Yeah.
And I heard a theory that these drones actually have some sort of radiation detection on them, and they feared that it was possible that these suitcases had made it over to, which I guess more like a briefcase maybe, I don't know. But anyway, that they had made it over to the bay over there in New Jersey, New York area.
Yeah.
And that's why there was so much coverage, like not news coverage, but drone coverage.
Yeah.
And then before the news got a hold of it. Because another thing that was interesting, this started like a month before.
Yeah.
Which was crazy, but it didn't really start getting reported on until after a month. So it makes me wonder if they were using a lot more intensive, higher up drones, and then they weren't getting anything, or they realized maybe that wasn't possible. So then that's why they started bringing them lower, and that's when everything started getting extra weird with it.
I mean, the way I'm looking at it and the way I'm taking it is, yes, I agree with that, but also it's they use the drones as a distraction too, to take away from
somebody, whatever they're doing.
Yeah, so nobody knew what the hell was going really going on.
Right,
so
right.
They do that with everything.
I just didn't know if you'd heard about the suitcase theory.
I heard
that was interesting.
Yeah.
I felt that was very interesting.
It's very interesting.
For some reason, I really what do they call that now? Identified with that with that theory. Is that PC to say? I don't
Yeah. It is. PC. PG me.
I mean, if you want to talk about 2024, identified as a interesting year on a lot of levels. Yeah, so
it was. It was very interesting.
Do you think you could count the, what was that called? I'm trying to think of the proper term for it. It is the assassination of Trump. Do you think that's part of the election blanket, or do you think that kind of stands on its own?
No, I think it's part of the election blanket. I mean,
okay.
I think it's totally part of the election.
Well, no, I'm not saying that that's why they tried to do it. I'm saying that it's like a separate huge event.
No.
Part of the election? Yeah.
part of the election.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I kind of felt like that was a pretty big event that was outside of the election.
It was a big, it was part of the, you know, a big part of the event, but
I mean, obviously if it wasn't for the election, then, you know, that if it, if he wasn't in the election, then it would have never happened.
No,
so is that what you're saying? Yeah, that's absolutely why it's part of it.
Yeah. It wouldn't, it wouldn't have happened there. Some people look at it as, okay, he had it done to help his campaign. Okay. And then you got some people going, oh no, they wanted to kill him because they don't like him. So either way,
I tend to identify with the latter.
Are they trying to kill him?
Yeah. I mean, it only made sense to me. Yeah. That's the only way that, that we would have been in the same position they were in, where you had to take just the most least qualified popular person and try to throw him in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's essentially what happened to them.
Well, with that though, if they had succeeded in that, they would have gotten somebody that was just as qualified for him, because if you looked at it this time on both sides, then honestly the Republicans had some stronger candidates.
Yeah, but I will say that if he tried to do it to himself, why would he do that? Because the it was literally covered for like 2 days and then it was done. Like, he got more coverage being arrested than he got being shot. I mean, yes, they're both, what do you call it, big events, historic events. But one of them, like, someone's trying to kill you. I don't
know. I don't know, though. You can argue, were they really trying to kill him? Or did they do a good job at
kind
making
of
it seem that way when they intentionally were not trying to hit him?
I will say one of the unfortunate things about that slash one of the fortunate things is the memes.
Yeah.
I think the one, did you see the one of him with the My Pillow on his ear?
Yeah.
I thought that was phenomenal. That was like the best thing ever. The My Pillow guy, which what's his name? Mike Lindell, if you're listening. Hey. We'll take a sponsor. I'll sleep on a My Pillow all day. Got the little My Pillow slippers.
I gotta get the guy with the Sham Wow in here. One I gotta get him in here too. I need a Sham Wow. Damn it.
Just sidebar off of 2024 infomercials, man. I mean, just the great Billy Mays. My God,
I love Billy Mays.
Billy Mays, he could sell anything. I mean, he could sell the ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves.
Yeah.
I feel like I was just mesmerized at 2 o'clock in the morning when I was a kid. I'm like, Billy Mays here with an all new.
And I don't care what anybody says. Nobody will ever promote OxyClean the way that.
Oh, man.
You would not have ever heard of OxyClean if it wasn't for him.
It's just too bad him and Chris Farley had the same thing going. You know, I don't know if you just needed the bump before you got going just to be funny or what it was, but man.
But hey, they're remembered.
Oh, definitely remembered.
Everybody remembers both of them.
I mean, and then tell me, did you ever get lost in the rotisserie infomercial as a kid? Like, kids nowadays have no idea what it was like when there was the TV guide and nothing on. Like, you're literally watching, what's that, what's his name? The guy that was doing the, you know what I'm talking about, the Showtime rotisserie. Set it and forget it.
Yeah, I don't care what anybody says. They have infomercials that I remember the most are always the music ones.
Oh,
by
no.
Now you get 24 CDs.
The 1980s power ballads.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, gosh. See, that was when you got...
I remember them showing Warrant. Was it Warrant? No, what Warrant? I don't think. Yeah, whatever. But one of the bands in the 80s, he's standing there and he's singing and he's like this and he's got a tiger's tail. And I'm going, oh my God. But then you had the ones too of like the mountain and it's like these chanting music, you remember?
No. What was one song that you always remember from the now that it's what I call like 80s or power ballads, whatever they called
always,
it?
Heaven isn't too far away.
You know what I know what mine was?
And I would do anything for love.
I'm like, meatloaf. Every time I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy. I was like, Meatloaf. Oh, geez. But anyway, back to 2024. That was fun. I mean, I have not thought about some of that in forever. Oh, geez. I think, so you have all of the exciting 80s power ballads, right? And you want to know, one of the headlines I remember from this year is the Drake Kendrick Lamar battles, okay? I mean, it's just a different world. It's such a different world. 30 years really does make a difference. I mean, and then what's his name? Eminem drops a new album this year.
Dude, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
You see the one where he dissed Diddy?
No, I don't listen to him anymore. I really enjoyed Eminem back in the day.
Well, yeah, I only heard about it because one of my friends was like, dude, you got to check this out. You're going to think this is hilarious. And I did. And I was like, oh, wow, he did say that. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And so speaking of Diddy, how about, what's his name?
As opposed to last year, Diddy just kind of, his news kind of took the place of Epstein's list or Epstein's Island and everything.
Right. It's like all that stuff fell off the map.
Yeah. Now it's Diddy's Vaseline tour.
I mean, it's pretty crazy. I cannot think of the comedian's name that did the interview, Cat Williams.
Yeah, Cat Williams.
Cat Williams did the interview at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Talking about how all these guys were going to go down.
Yeah, he did. Crazy. And people just kind of skimmed over that at the time.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's like,
they
whoa.
They just kind of looked past it, just kind of like, oh, what does he mean by that? And just kind of shrugged their shoulders on it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're 2 months into this.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Has it been 2 months?
I don't know. I lost interest in it as soon as it came about.
Because you thought maybe it was fake or what?
Yeah, like, well, not even that. I was just like, I don't have time for this garbage. There's like, you know, normally whenever they do things and they put out all this news or quote unquote fake news or whatever you want to call it, they do it to cover up something else going on. So my immediate thought was, like, I was just like, oh, wow, okay, Diddy's gay, whatever. Well, I mean, I was a little more deeper than that, I guess, but it's like, huh?
Yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah, I just immediately thought,
I guess they had
something else going to happen, or there's something else happening.
What should I actually be looking for?
Yeah, what are they trying to take my attention off of right now?
Yeah, that's
But I probably thought that just because I'm used to it. That's what I mean, you know,
used to it. That was a pretty. He had a lot of. I mean, of course, it hasn't come out, or will it ever? I don't know, but I thought he had quite a lot. A lot of stuff happening with a lot of people there. So
yeah, he did. But what I mean is, when I say I'm used to it, I mean that, like, I'm used to them doing this all the time. They always just throw something else out there crazy that's going to get your attention off of it.
Yeah,
and I'm usually pretty quick to spot that. But yes, to what you're saying is, there's a lot of celebrities list that's tied to Diddy as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that I feel the sorriest for is Bieber. Justin Bieber, man.
Poor buddy.
Like, you can make fun of Justin Bieber all you want from, like, the teen part of it.
That's when he was getting abused.
But that's when he was being abused, exactly.
Yeah.
And so many people made money off this kid. Like, my heart's out to you, bro. Like, you went through it, man. I mean,
yeah.
And it happened in front of everybody's eyes, and you had to just pretend like it didn't. And this is my opinion. Like, I'm just saying that. But he got taken advantage of in more than one way.
Absolutely.
And hey, in my opinion, one of the biggest ones that did it to you, hopefully he's paying for it. So
yeah, I hope so. That's
one day too, you'll be brave enough to share your story.
Yeah, and hopefully able to, you know, the way that they are able to silence stuff in that kind of environment is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And disgusting.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then another thing that happened in 2024, man, was our show.
Yeah.
That's when we started.
Show was awesome.
Yep.
At least I think so.
I think it's been awesome.
I guess just because it's the No Name Podcast show ender, I have to ask, if Canada actually took Trump up.
Oh, gosh.
On his offer to become the 51st state of the United States of America, does that mean Justin Bieber could run for president?
Oh, really? You gonna throw that out there?
He's Canadian. He's Canadian.
Come out of nowhere.
He's a Canadian citizen.
He could.
I'm just using him as an example because he's a Canadian. Yeah. There's lots of Canadians here that are popular, that are famous.
Yeah. Bret Hart.
Seriously. I mean, would that honestly make it so that they're U.S. citizens at that point? Would that have changed from birth? Or like, there's so many logistics and questions I have for something that would never happen. It's so interesting.
I think that they would. I mean, if I'm going to entertain this question for real, answer it. If Canada became a U.S. state, which for one, I don't know how you could call it a state. It's too big. I'd be like,
I mean,
okay, I'm back from fixing my mic.
Yeah, y'all forgive us there. Jeremy was dribbling on himself over there.
I don't even know. I guess I moved this thing too much while I was talking, and it just, I guess it just came. I don't even know. Anyway, that's fun of podcast.
Jim Carrey is Canadian.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that.
How could you imagine Jim Carrey being our president? Alrighty.
I feel like I would have rather had, who were we talking about a few minutes ago?
Justin Bieber.
No. Billy Mays and, Chris Farley. I would have rather had Chris Farley. If I was going to pick Funny Man.
Oh, yeah. But I got to say, though, Jim Carrey's cool, though. He is cool. Like,
yeah. Do you want to know who'd be better?
I'd probably vote for him.
You want to know who I'd vote for? Vince Vaughn. Yeah.
I'd vote for Joe Rogan.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I was just kind of wondering if that was to actually happen, which is just hilarious to think about anyway, that he's just straight up trolling the guy now after he was talking about shutting off electricity to the United States if Trump puts the tariffs in. Trump responds with, well, how about you just become a state of the United States? Then you got no tariffs. I mean, just phenomenal. It's just hilarious.
It's just mocking him.
It's like, you don't want the tariffs? Then just be one of us.
That's like a kid being on the playground and you're bullying somebody. They're like, well, what are you going to do about it? You're not. You can't.
Oh, man. It's just so funny.
I'm doing it to you because I can, basically, at that point.
Oh, man. So
I think it would be cool.
Then you have another entry. So this one's recent. The Luigi, what's his name, that killed the United Healthcare CEO.
Yeah, the guy who got pinned for it.
Exactly. I mean, what do you think about that? The guy's rich.
Yeah.
But he's just doing it out of principle?
I mean...
Or what's the...
I don't know. I guess it's like a... it's kind of like... There's a few different holes I can go down with that. So like... Excuse me. So I think like one is, you could say, it's kind of a slap to insurance, so to speak, because of what you do to us.
Yeah.
So therefore, you have like a Robin Hood type of thing, I guess.
I know. And the crazy thing is, nothing's going to change out of it.
But then you have the ones where it's like, okay, could it be someone had something on this guy that they wiped him out?
Yeah.
Or you could say, okay, let's go down this hole and say, could it be someone who he was going to whistleblow so they stopped him before he could? And then they got a whatever scenario it is, they have to pin it on this guy.
Yeah.
It's someone who either agreed to take the fall for it and he's secretly going to be rewarded in the background and it's going to look like this. A lot of different rabbit holes you can go down in that.
I was just shocked at how many people were celebrating it. I kind of felt, as the kids used to say, some kind of way about that.
Because I'm like, absolutely.
Why are we celebrating somebody getting murdered?
Oh, like, dude, I'm telling you, like, it was so funny. Guys were like, oh, he deserved it. Or, you know, I don't feel bad for that. I don't feel bad for it at all because his family made bank. Or, I don't feel bad for it at all because look what the insurance is. At the end of the day, he's still a person.
Yeah.
And whether you like it or not, someone lost a son. Someone lost a brother. Someone lost a dad.
Yeah.
Uncle. Like, grandson, at the end of the day, he's a person.
Right.
And there's people that care about him, whether you do or not. You know what I mean?
The sad thing is nothing's going to be done by that. Like, nobody's lowering insurance.
Nope.
Nobody's looking into it to see all the different things. Like, it was a pointless crime that people were celebrating for change. I'm like, nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to change. Nope. Crazy.
Nope.
But I feel like that's part of the COVID thing.
Look at it this
way. Is how it's changed the society.
Look at it this way. If you're one of those people that are cheering it, and I'm not judging you if you are, cool. But let's do this. Instead of cheering it on because you know that what the insurance companies do is wrong, and so, all right, one of them got it. Well, all of you, instead of saying that, why don't all of those voices stand up and say, hey, we're not going to take this anymore.
Yeah,
because all of y'all gathering up to say that would actually mean more than just sitting in the background going.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's just a weird world that we're living in anymore. I don't.
Yeah,
I really don't get it sometimes, but like the Olympics, that was another big item this year. How about those opening ceremonies?
Yeah.
That was interesting. I'm thankful I didn't watch it firsthand, but I saw all the articles and TikToks and boycotts and the whole nine. So
there's a lot of ways you can look at that too. Because I was one of those people going, you know, yeah, I don't like it for these certain reasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because for one, I'm on the fence of I don't feel like things should be pushed on the people. And I'm not saying that's what they did, but a lot of people took it that way.
I took it that way.
I don't like mocking other religions either.
Yeah.
No matter what religion, that was a mockery of it. And I get it, though, to a certain degree, because people in the LGBTQ feel like Christians kind of like have a certain view on them. So it's kind of their way of jabbing back.
Yeah.
But that was kind of a, you didn't need to go about it in that way.
Right.
Deal. You can go about, you know, don't get me wrong, I get it. Y'all feel a certain type of way, you know, whatever. But that's kind of crossing the line a little bit. Some, you know, so that's kind of how I looked on that. But to do it on a rational level too, on something so big as the Olympics was really, I get it. I know why you did it. Pushing the envelope really big, but you know, that's where your people are taking it as you're coming across and pushing it on people. So.
Now, what about the women in or men in the women's sports? Are we down with that? Because that was another big hot topic item this year.
Me personally, I don't feel like it is. And the only reason I say that is because you can identify as one thing, but looking at it from a genetic makeup, but you like it or not, men are born with normally bigger muscles.
Right. And the ability to get stronger.
Genetically more powerful because your body does produce testosterone.
Yeah.
At usually high levels, men do. So, yeah, I don't know. But I don't know.
Man. See, to me, they split men and women's sports for a reason. And that's all that I have to say about that. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
They split them for a reason.
Yeah.
So take that for what you want. But if we're just going to do co-ed teams, then let's just do co-ed teams. I don't think that we should be doing it the way that they're doing it.
Yeah.
Because it was split for a reason. So either we split it or we don't.
Yeah.
Stop the in-between, you know, figuring out what you're trying to do. Just do it or don't.
Yeah. I agree. So, I agree.
How did you feel about Simone Biles being back?
She's good. She's a good athlete. So.
So did you agree that she should have been welcomed back after her performance not last Olympics?
Oh, when she sat out
the
whole Olympics?
Yep.
I don't know. I see why, I guess, but on both sides.
Yeah.
You can see it on both sides.
As an American citizen, without any other feelings, I'm like, you quit last time.
Yeah.
You quit. So that's all I need to know. You know, how many companies are welcoming their quit employees back? You know, like... They want to come back 4 years later, and you're like,
at the end of the day, they did it to make money off of her.
Yeah,
because they knew
crazy.
They knew they can market her.
Should have not been welcome back.
I agree.
You quit. You quit.
Yeah,
that's it. I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about AI? How much that has come to light this year?
Yeah.
So I read something about ChatGPT, which. Can't remember their parent name, Open AI or something like that. I don't remember, but I didn't realize that they kind of got going like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I was like, this has been going, but I guess with the Alexa and all that stuff, the Google Homes.
Yeah, I think they're all,
I guess that was considered AI back then.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
I would think, I'm wondering if it's owned by the same company or.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know if Amazon does their own or.
Yeah, I know that Amazon, they're not the ones that do Alexa, are they?
Yeah.
That's Alexa?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know if they started it or if they bought it, but.
Yeah. I'm not sure it's the same type of algorithm.
Yeah. Weird. I mean, I feel like this past year has been crazy for AI as far as all the advancements and availability.
Honestly, I think it has been a real big year in AI. Because what was it? The robots, the drones and all that kind of stuff, the clones or whatever.
Yeah.
What are they called?
The drones. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the robots.
Oh, like the AI assistant, like the actual robots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like the movies that you've watched on TV and everything. It's like they're becoming real.
Yeah, it's I watched that one on Netflix. I can't remember the name of it now.
Oh yeah, the one with Megan Fox. Yeah.
Yeah, the Megan Fox one.
It's really good.
That
movie reminded me a lot of Terminator.
Yeah, it definitely had female Terminator vibes.
Yeah, toward the end. Yeah. It reminds me of that one Jean-Claude Van Damme movie too, Cyborg.
Cyborg.
Yeah.
You're talking about Megan Fox being Cyborg.
Yeah. She was a cyborg. She was a cyborg.
Oh man, that's phenomenal. yeah.
Isn't that what Terminator was?
Yeah, I guess so. But I literally have found myself after I saw that movie, I'll be like trying to unload the dishwasher or put the clothes away. And I'm like, God, where is my AI robot? Where? Well, I don't remember her name. It's like Isabel or something. I can't remember
I don't even remember what her name was.
Yeah, I can't remember. Agatha or something.
That other movie was better than that one, though. The movie that's called Alive.
And they
hyphen AI in it.
Oh yeah,
that's a really good movie, and it's hit so close to home, dude.
Yeah,
like think about it. Your Alexa at home, whatever home device you use, it hears you all the time, and it monitors to what you are. You know, algorithm conforms to what you're used to, what you like.
Yeah, it changes everything about your ad experience.
Yeah,
and
and that's what next. This home device did in that movie, man. Like, it's amazing.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I guess I need to watch that. I haven't seen it,
dude. You got it's better than Transurvient.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds cool. Yeah. So bringing it back a little bit to the No Name podcast in 2024.
Yeah.
Now, we only started this show in August, I think it was. So in that time, what is your favorite episode that we've done?
The New World Order.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm probably in between Big Tech. And I enjoyed the Raising a Family in 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of hit hard a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked I agree with you, though, on the Big Tech, and that was a good one. I liked that. I liked the pharma one we did, too. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
It was a good one.
But, definitely a little scary.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that they handle things these days is just...
Yeah.
When we talk about certain things like that... I'm like, oh man, this is
it amazes me how Big Pharma just controls everything along with, but they're not really the ones controlling it. It's the New World Order that's controlling it. New World Order controls Big Pharma, which in turn they just control everything. I mean, it's horrible. You get me started on a rant. Those were my favorite episodes.
So did you have a favorite moment?
I think honestly one of my favorite moments is whenever we met Trey.
Okay.
That was my favorite moments. Yeah.
I can't remember what the first episode we did with him was, but
it was the demonic one.
When he was just gonna be a guest.
Yeah. Yeah. When he was gonna be a guest, I was like, you know, man, he just fit. Like, he just fit, man.
That's kinda weird. We did our first episode without Trey, and now we're doing our last
episode with Trey.
Trey, come back.
Come back.
Golly.
Hope you get better. Sissy. Somehow he's going to say this is Elon's fault. Elon's fault. Trey's
I think that's
sick,
definitely
guys.
The word of the year. I mean, so how about that Doge, you know?
Yeah.
Are you excited for Doge?
Doge? Yeah. Not as excited as Trey is.
Because you weren't here.
I heard y'all talking about it after I came back.
Right. But you didn't get to put your two cents in. Are we for Doge or against Doge?
Well, define to everybody what they do first.
The Department of Government Efficiency. So their main goal is defined as basically coming in, cutting spending, whether that's the spending, the employees, whatever. Like if there's any kind of government fat, they are to trim it. And that's budget, spending, all of it.
I am for the idea of it if they actually do it.
Yeah.
And if they're actually able to do it and they're able to identify what is efficient and what's not efficient, like what's needed, what's not needed. You know, if they can actually do that, then yes, I'm for it.
Well, do you believe that there is government waste?
Oh, yeah.
What would you assign a percentage to? If our entire GDP is whatever it is, I don't even know. I know we spend a lot more than it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's 100%. How much
is actually being wasted? Is
actually being wasted, in your opinion, obviously.
I'd probably say 35%.
35% waste.
Or 45%.
I'm probably somewhere in the 30 to 40 range myself.
Yeah.
I think that we could definitely trim the fat.
I think that they should take what's being wasted and apply it more to healthcare and healthier food, or better food, not poison food.
Right, right.
Take away all the garbage in our food.
That was a scary episode.
I'm telling you, man.
Whew. Man, when you start digging into that stuff.
I'm telling you. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. When you look at other countries and their food compared to our food,
yeah,
it's like, why are they poisoning this country the way that they are?
And I think the biggest takeaway from that episode was that Trey was wrong about the cow
about
pus.
The cow milk and pus. Yeah.
Cheese.
He tried to ruin cheese for everybody. Tried to ruin cheese for everybody.
You can't ruin the liquid gold.
I mean, we need cow. But
he did
have a good point, though, I will say, and I have remembered it since he's told me, and I cannot drink milk without thinking of it.
But you still drink it. So.
Drink it. Only when I eat cereal.
Now you're just a cat.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, man. But he had such a good point.
He did. You just...
Why the hell are we drinking other animals' milk? I don't understand it, but he had a very good damn point. And I was like,
Not about the pus, though.
Just not about the pus part. That was uncalled for, Trey. That was just uncalled for.
I was making a grilled cheese the other day, and my kids were like, oh, gosh. I'm like, what? Because I had forgotten about it. They're like, Trey said that's cow pus. I'm like, thanks, Trey.
Oh, man.
But yeah, Trey was definitely a great addition.
Yeah, yeah. Love having Trey on here.
Oh, man.
Watch this.
Just watch how much he evolves into loving Elon.
Yeah. Oh, man, he's going to have
Trey, I hope you're listening to this right now, because I can feel it.
I can hear Trey at home going, all hail Elon.
I don't think so.
Hail Elon.
If anybody does that, you need to be checked. I'm just... yeah, it's it's like when I was talking to him about...
I bet he's at home right now researching how he can get Starlink.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
While he's driving around in his Tesla.
Yeah.
His him and his wife have matching Teslas, you know.
Oh, no.
They've got the red and the white. They're just waiting on their daughter to get old enough so they can get her the blue one.
Yeah.
You know, the true red, white, and blue. Shows what an American Elon is when he... Now, I will give Trey some credit. You know, we were talking the other day, and we were talking about Elon, and he's like, you know, he said he's the president. And I was like, really? And so he's telling me about that story about, you know, how he had kind of said that he was the president. And I was like, dude, I just don't agree with that. I mean, if we bought, where is he from? South Africa?
Yeah.
If we bought South Africa and they all became American citizens, then you could be president.
You're really on this let's conquer the world kick over here, Jeremy.
Well, that's what they're going to say. That's what they're going to start saying about Trump.
Let's get Canada. We're going to conquer Canada. Now we're going to conquer South Africa. We're going to conquer Greenland.
Well, like I said.
going back to conquering countries now?
You could run for president.
It is the American way. I mean.
You could run for president
then.
It is
the American way.
Elon could be president if that happens. But. You never know.
That's how this country was founded.
Yeah.
Is the American way with murder Thanksgiving.
So if you think about it, if we end up in a war with South Africa, then I'll know Elon is running the country.
Yeah.
Because he's going to conquer South Africa and make it part of the United States.
Well, I wonder if there's a lot of uranium in South Africa.
Hey, that's scary. How about that hurricane?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm getting at. Like, what is that that's underneath the... What is that mineral they're after?
The lithium?
Lithium. That's what I was thinking. Maybe if there's a lot of lithium in South Africa.
If there is, you just never know.
So that's why that was what I was trying to spearhead into there with Carolinas.
I mean, it wasn't even just them. It was Tennessee, the whole that whole Appalachia. Situation right there.
Appalachia.
Yeah. So what was your take on Helene?
Oh, I said, I think it was bioengineered. That was my take on it.
Yeah.
I think 2024 showcased, yep, we're able to bioengineer storms too.
You know, we're not a very large show right now, but if there's a new listener today, they've got like 35 episodes to catch up on. So that's why I'm asking you about some of these that we did answer in the show, but, you know, it's a spoiler alert to the show.
Go back and listen.
Yeah, that cloud seeding.
That was a
learned a lot about cloud seeding.
Yeah, that was a really good episode, though. I will say that was probably one that I left out earlier. I think that was one of my favorite ones too.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, and then there was the hurricane that everybody thought was going to be so much worse right behind it. Henry or something.
Yeah, I was like, oh, and, okay, here comes another bioengineer storm, and I was like, okay.
And then it was a big nothing burger. I mean, well, not a nothing burger. It still had damage, but it was flooding the mountains, I think, was the big part of that.
Yeah.
You know, how that ended up being such a big deal. And my uncle lives in Augusta, and they didn't have power for, I don't know, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, my wife's friend, her parents and her, because she's, you know, she lives with them, like, they were without power for a while. Took a lot of my wife's sister, her dad, he lost his old Bronco he had down there, man, and that whole place is still covered. He hasn't even been able to clear it out yet from all the trees that are down and all the damage that's still down.
Wow.
He can't get his home and his car out of there because he doesn't have the equipment to get it out.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, that's where we're like, oh man, you gonna restore the Bronco, or are you gonna, like, I can't even get it out, like, to start work to start. Like,
so where's he living? Does he have like a camper or something, or what?
Well, he didn't live in a camper. I don't know. I've only saw his place like one time, but I know it was kind of like back off in the woods a little bit. He had like a little house back over in there.
Yeah.
And so he had a really long driveway back.
Well, no, I'm saying, does he live in one now? Like,
I don't know what he's living in now. I don't know.
That's sad.
Yeah.
I think
he's a roommate, one of his friends or something. I'm not sure.
Do you remember the CrowdStrike outage?
CrowdStrike.
Yeah, the when all of the big companies went down for, I don't know, 12 to 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, remember the banks, too?
Yeah. Yeah, the banks. And then
everybody's bank accounts were just gone.
Yeah. And then AT&T was out, too.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
What about the early on? Was it early on in the year? Or maybe it was early on in our show or something, where there was like a portal that opened up in Florida in a mall.
Yeah, I don't think that was on the show.
No, I don't think we ever talked about it, but there was a portal that happened this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. There was a portal that opened up in a mall in Florida, like in Miami or somewhere down there. And people saw weird beings coming out of this portal or whatever.
I really missed that.
Yeah, you did. There was like law enforcement that swarmed the parking lot and everything down there, man. It was crazy.
Hmm.
I can't believe I didn't tell you.
No, that I completely missed that one. I mean, that would have been a whole show on its own.
Yeah. Cool. That was like early in the year. So maybe since we started in August, maybe that's why I never told you about it.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like we would have talked about it before the show.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was really cool, though.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And that was this year.
That was this year.
Wow. What an interesting year.
Isn't that cool? Like, it was this year. Think about other things, man. And I'm just now thinking of this. This is what's cool about us when we have these conversations. It just comes to me right here. But that's cool that happened earlier in this year. And then one of our last episodes was about the Pope opening up these 5 portals.
Yeah. I wonder who was responsible for opening up the one in Miami.
I don't know. That's so weird, though. Yeah, they were like, oh, yeah, like the law, like FBI and all these other things swarmed the parking lot. And they had like cameras, and they were like, oh, no, yeah, there's no filming going on and all this other stuff. But people were recording it on their cell phones and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, that's amazing. And then you have the Pope come in and say, watch me do it, though. It's holy.
What if he's the one that did it in Miami?
He did.
Does the Pope like to visit Miami?
I don't know. I'd make a cool music video from the Beastie Boys.
Oh, man. Yeah, then there's the Pope opening up the doors this year. I guess that's pretty big.
It's going on right now.
Jubilee.
Currently doing it.
Right now. That's
still doing it. Yep.
Still doing it.
Yep. And Stephen, my buddy, he did say that he was able to watch it on TV. They are
Oh, really? So you can watch it?
Yeah, they're broadcasting it.
Interesting. I've missed that.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe it's because I don't have, cable.
All that, and I just don't really have the interest in watching this man pretend that he's opening up these doors.
Oh, man. But yeah, it's been a fun year for the getting this all kicked off and everything. It's definitely a lot of content. A lot of content has been created this year.
Yeah,
so.
definitely. You know what's crazy too is I just heard this month actually that scientists just discovered a giant black hole that's been hibernating this whole time.
Really?
Sleep, because it's eaten so many galaxies. It's eaten so many galaxies, it's went to sleep and it's fixing to wake up. How are scientists able to find that? Because I don't even believe they've been to the moon.
I mean, it's all prediction too on some level. Just like they call it predicting the weather.
Yeah, they don't. that's another amazing job you can have.
Oh man,
you never have to be right.
Could you imagine being the feels like guy? You got a dude sitting there who's looking at a thermometer.
Feels like 60.
Yeah, the guy's out there. He's looking at a thermometer, and it's like it's 78 out. And this other guy walks out. He's like, I don't know. Feels like 82. You're like, okay. And then they give him a spot on the TV. They're like, yeah, it's 78, but it feels like 82. They're like, give this guy a spot on TV. He needs to be part of it.
Hey, just as talented as Whoopi Goldberg.
I mean, it's like, here's this device telling me the temperature, but it feels like.
Well, I shouldn't say Whoopi. I should say Howie Mandel. He's just telling us Howie Mandel. I mean, Whoopi did have some good movies.
I mean, Sister Act. Oh, yeah. I mean,
The Color Purple was good.
I mean, yeah, that was good. That's right. That's good. All right.
But what the hell has Howie Mandel ever done that was good that opened the case?
I was going to say.
That's the only thing.
Did the America's Got Talent. So he was
but that
like,
came after.
True. I mean, the case show was kind of weird. You know, you had the
deal or no deal.
You had the guy calling from the tinted windows.
Yeah.
I always wanted to hear that guy's voice, too.
I just wanted to be the guy. Why can't you just use my shadow and I stand behind a lit door?
It's probably some squirrel sounding chipmunk sounding guy on the other end of it. Offer him $450.
Deal.
Maybe it was Mickey Mouse in the background.
$400.
Well, it's what a year. What a year. So did you have any new year, new me's for the coming year?
I think you'll see a new me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully you like him.
I mean, are you getting your gym membership warmed up or what's the...
Yeah, I'll probably restart my gym membership.
Got to start it in January.
Oh, I had to cancel mine because of kidney stuff.
Well, you're going to have to start it in January because that's when the new year, new me starts.
I'm going
to
start my fasting with Trey in January.
Trey probably already started it since he's sick.
Maybe. So. Yeah, maybe. He had too much gluten.
He's probably sitting there going, that's how you know it's been 6 months of eating dirty. I got sick.
I had too much gluten. So I got sick.
Oh, man. Too much, what do they call that? The dairy.
Yeah.
Too much lactose. Dairy.
Yeah, too much milk pus. Too much milk pus.
Oh, man. That's so weird. Oh. Like JD Vance weird.
Yeah.
Maybe not that weird.
I don't think anybody's as weird as JD.
Oh, man. Poor old JD. With his beard. Oh, man.
Hey. Yeah, I love it. Making America better.
Mab.
Mab.
Throw that down as Trey's favorite.
2024.
Mab.
Some Trey up in 2024. Mab.
There it is.
Should get him a Mab shirt.
Right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening this year and this episode.
Yeah, man. And scare us this year. You know, get us out there, get us more listeners.
Yeah, so if you're listening to us on Spotify, which I see is a little bit of a growing trend when I look at the apps that are used, make sure you give us that review on there, a little star action. We're trying to kind of get raised up a little bit in the likability world.
We want to get no name podcasts out there in 2025.
Yeah, I mean but Spotify, I don't know why. We're bottom of the barrel. We're higher up. Like when you search the No Name Podcast, it's not even there.
Yeah.
You gotta just either go to the depths, or you have to actually put in a name.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I did find if you put our name in there after you put No Name Podcast, it pops up
quick.
Yeah.
But who's gonna know our name?
Yeah.
We are the No Name Podcast.
We're the No Name Podcast. Maybe we should change our name.
I don't think so. We already changed so much.
I'll never conform, damn it.
But yeah, just give us a like, maybe a share, subscribe, something, smash that notification bell. Did I do that right?
I don't know. I think you're supposed to.
I need Gabby here button. For that.
Smash that button.
Smash that like.
Smash that like button.
That like button. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not hip enough.
Me either. I'm old.
Thanks again, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.
Remember, truth's out there. Trey between the lines.
Trey, what you got?
Yeah.